Got any more of that camp coffee, Twitten?
Yes, sir. I think there is a tiny drop left.
We'll pour it away, son. It's disgusting.
What do you think will happen here tonight, sir? I mean, it's jolly exciting keeping watch on a Punch and Judy tent, or even booth, on a deserted beach in the middle of the night, sir. I'm not complaining.
Shh. Oh, no, it's nothing. Or a seagull with hobnails. Story of my life.
Sir, if you don't mind my saying so, you seem a bit low recently.
No, and you won a medal for forensic observation at Hendon. Oh. Look, do you like the seaside, Twitten?
Well, yes, sir. I think we're very lucky to work in a place that other people choose for their holidays. And I never tire of watching that chap in the sweet shop window twisting the stuff that makes the humbugs.
You see, that's the difference. I've been working here now for nearly 10 years and I've never felt the way the inspector does. He sees frolicking in sandcastles. I see corruption, cynicism and crowds of very, very bad people doing very, very bad things whenever they spot the chance. The smell of the weed... It's the smell of death. The sound of the fairground rides. The music of misery. The taste of humbugs. The taste of everlasting despair.
I hope you don't mind my asking, sir. But, well, did anything horrible ever happen to you at the seaside?
Horrible? Don't think so.
Well, because sometimes there can be an association with a bad memory. At least that's what I learned from my readings in psychology, sir.
Oh, yeah.
No, do try to think, sir. It could be the smallest thing. Perhaps stumbling across a dead seagull on a day when you were happy, or being punished for a drop stick of rock.
Well, my dad died on the beach at Bognor. That was a bit horrible, I suppose.
What? When?
Well, this would have been in 1925, I suppose, so I would have been 10.
Hmm.
Happy days, Constable. We were all mucking about on the beach, and my brother and I buried Dad up to the neck in sand. You know how kids do. And he had this heart attack, you see.
Oh, dear.
Well, he'd never been well after the trenches, you see, but we thought he was joking. So he poured water on his head and planted a Union Jack on his chest and erected a windbreak to prevent anyone seeing him and ran off to the rock pool. Well, we were only kids, you see. We didn't know.
Hmm.
I'll never forget. Afterwards, there was Mum in an orange hat waving a little spade at us, sobbing, "You killed him! You killed him!" Oh, that put the kibosh on that holiday, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
She had us put in a home after that. Oh. We can't blame her, really. But I don't remember dropping a stick of rock.
Golly, sir, what a terrible story.
And then, well, I suppose it's the same sort of thing, come to think of it. This would have been in 1933, in Worthing. My first girlfriend, Alice, had this rare allergy to candy floss, and nobody knew, and I made her have 4 lots on Worthing Pier, so she passed out.
Oh, no.
Yes, and she fell right out of the steam swing onto her head and lost her memory, so we never got married, and now she's a sort of vegetable. And all the while, the carousel was going round and round and round and round, playing, "Oh, I do like to be beside the seaside."
Oh, crikey, sir.
Yeah, no dead seagulls, though.
So you really don't have to tell me all this.
Oh, and my first sexual experience in 1935 was
really
with the donkeys behind the bumper cars at Shanklin on a wonderful warm summer night.
Please, sir.
And it turned out that while I was having it, the girl's mum was drowning herself on the beach. But I don't see that's any reason not to like the seaside.